The 11th annual Macon Film Festival kicks off today. One of the event's featured films tells the story of an Atlanta institution called the Claremont Hotel. Closed a few years ago, but the nearly century-old building retains its storied status as a place where interesting and sometimes unseemly things happened. There are even a few tales of ghost sightings. A short documentary called Hotel Claremont records the last 6 months of this iconic institution's life before it closed. The film opens with Atlanta journalist Scott Henry asking a series of questions.
The Claremont was about the last kind of mysterious place like that that you just really wondered, how does it work? What goes on? Who lives there? Who stays there? Why would anyone come and decide, oh, this is where I'm going to spend the next few nights?
The filmmakers behind Hotel Claremont sought to answer some of these questions. My colleague Celeste Headley talked with the film's director, Heather Hudson. She also spoke with Bill Clark, who was the hotel's last manager before it closed in 2009.
Bill, what did you know? You started at the Claremont working on maintenance, I think, before you moved into manager. Is that right?
That is correct.
What did you know of the Claremont before you started working there?
Absolutely nothing.
So you came in with a blank slate. So how would you describe the Claremont now?
It is a situation that has probably played itself out in time, but there's lingering atmosphere about the place that is in each and every individual's mind of different happenings and events. But it is a piece of history of Atlanta.
Well, let me play a clip from the film. You feature interviews with a longtime resident and an employee of the hotel, an elevator operator. He calls himself a jack of all trades, also named Bill. Here is a comment he made.
How I ended up at the Claremont was an accident, you know. I needed a door and God showed me a window.
I wonder, Heather, how many times you heard some version of that, because it feels like many people told you they never intended to end up at the Claremont, and yet there they were.
Absolutely, and I think that's the beauty of the place. It was a place that kept people off the streets or also provided a safe haven where they could get through their lives and make the most of it.
And Bill, when the hotel closed, it looks like there, although you know, there was suspicions that it would be coming soon. It looks like the actual day when they came in to close it up was a surprise.
Yes, it was in a situation where the property owners at the time and the economic provisions of the time began to unfold, and different people holding properties began to lose out because of just the economic times, and then it was foreclosed on, and other people began to take advantages or have concern about the place, thinking that they would want to renovate it or change it.
So, Bill, another thing that we heard from Bill in the film, I want you to actually hear the comment that he made, because he talked about some of the big changes you brought in when you became the manager.
It's calm compared to what it was a few years ago. The manager took it over, Bill Clark. He really cleaned out all the trash out of this place. But the unfortunate negative side effect to kicking all the drug dealers and prostitutes out, that was 50% of our clientele.
Bill, would you agree with that?
No, I don't think that was 50% of the clientele. There were people, as would any extended stay, would come and go with different varied of attitudes or conditions in their life, but no, prostitution, I never saw any, let's put it that way.
Now, Heather, in the film, you feature interviews with a couple prostitutes. What kind of things, what kind of reputation, by the end, do you think the Claremont had, especially in light of the very popular Claremont Lounge, which still exists today in the basement of the building?
I would say there are different points of views. Those who don't know it might have perceived that the hotel is a place where the down and out go, whereas those who've been there, all walks of life were in the hotel, which Bill can attest to. And I think that's the beauty of the place. There's a wide range of individuals there who go there for their own personal reasons. No one judged one another. And so you can come and go as you please and not really have to worry about anything and just live your life.
Heather, can we sift through some of the rumors about the Claremont Hotel? First, let's talk about Gigi Allen, the one-time punk rocker who played in the Claremont Lounge, but it was rumored that he died inside the hotel, and you looked into that. What was the truth?
He definitely stayed there, and he recorded a song on the Claremont Hotel, and he also played in the lounge.
Did he die inside the hotel?
No.
He died in New York.
Yes.
Any idea how that rumor came to be?
I honestly don't know, but word of mouth definitely spreads, and it's like the telephone game. So, and also, it just adds to the mystique of the hotel, especially given some people think a lot of people died there and that it's haunted. So it adds to that.
And I wanted to ask about that, and maybe Bill can chime in as well if you know the truth, because it seems like most people that you asked assumed a lot of people had died in the Claremont Hotel over its decades of existence. Bill, what about the ghost stories?
I didn't hear of any ghost, and of course, I didn't see any ghost. I'm sure it's not haunted. In my opinion, I don't believe in ghosts, so I don't think it is. No, no one had ever interrupted my night.
Heather, what did you learn about the hotel? I mean, if you went into the documentary trying to answer questions about this hotel that so many people pass by and imagine what goes on beyond its walls, what did you learn about it?
It touched people's lives. That's what blew me away, how much it meant to people. The life experiences was really impressive. And I think that's what I got the most out of it, that this place, these four walls, really have a lot of stories to tell. And that's what we're hoping to accomplish with this documentary, just tell one aspect of the many lives this hotel has lived.
And to a certain extent, you're documenting a story that doesn't exist anymore. The hotel is closed, and it has been. And when it reopens, it will be a different entity, at least. Is that accurate?
That is true. So we captured a time and place that's no more. And that's also the beauty, I think, of Ellen and Alyssa going in there and capturing the last 6 months, is that this is the end of a chapter or the end of an era, and a new chapter is about to begin.
That was filmmaker Heather Hudson. You can catch her documentary Hotel Claremont at the Macon Film Festival tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Theater Macon. We also heard from Bill Clark, who was the hotel's last manager before it closed in 2009.